Hey guys, welcome to part two of Interviews with an Anonymous Legend by Eli Depper. Tune in again next week for the finale of this series.
Okay, so don't touch this. I think it should work, and I'll be transcribing at the same time just in case it doesn't, but I want an audio record, because cameras don't seem to pick you up.
I'm not surprised. I have no clue how they work, so how could they?
You need to know how something works in order to interact with it.
It certainly helps.
But you said you weren't tangible.
I'm not, but aren't we interacting right now?
So you know how I work?
It's not like you're hard to figure out, darling. You want answers, and you're willing to work to get them. I understand that. I'm the same.
What answers do you want?
Oh, nothing as grandiose as or all-encompassing as your attempts at delineation and discovery. I'm far more interested in the day-to-day mysteries, the ones that in the solving of them tell a story. Like, for instance, what do you think happened to that hot dog over there?
Someone dropped it?
Well, yes, obviously. But why, when, how did it happen? That's the mystery. That's how you make a story out of it.
You're making stories from nothing? Are you skipping memory and just giving these events a what?
No, it's just a game. There's no stories coming from it. I've never created one. I can't. One story can't tell another. I think I might be getting somewhere with a project I'm working on, but I'm unsure if it will pan out at the moment.
But you aren't a story. You're a legend. You've told me this enough times. Why can't a legend tell a story?
Well, at that point, it just becomes a myth.
I think you're fucking with me now. You keep giving me all these delineations without any context. You're just as clueless about this as I am, aren't you?
I live in this reality, darling. You're just passing through. You've known about all this for, what, a few months? I was born into this. Delineations are important. They have power here.
The world doesn't fit into your perfect boxes. You can't have a direct answer for everything that happens to you.
Try me, darling. You want context? Keep asking your questions and I'll keep answering, but explaining everything out one category at a time would rob it of all of its importance. Work for your answers.
What, finding you, figuring out how to talk to you, how to record you, and what things I should say isn't work?
As far as I'm aware, those are all things you need to do in order to ask a question in the first place.
But it's not enough?
In order to get an answer, you need to ask a question.
I have been.
Exactly. So keep asking.
No.
No?
Oh, don't look so excited. This is just for right now. I'm too frustrated to keep figuring out the right questions at the moment. I've also missed a few lines and need to check the tape and transcribe it. I'm going.
See you next week, then?
Not tomorrow. Why next week?
I thought you weren't asking any more questions.
I'm not. Why can't we meet tomorrow?
It feels important to wait. See you then. I think I'm going to be the one asking questions this time. You've asked plenty of me, but as I said before, this fascination's mutual. How's that sound?
I waited a week for this. You said I had to wait, and so I did. And now I don't even get to ask the questions I have on my list.
You have a list?
Yes, I do. I don't know why I thought it would help. I doubt I'd get more than two questions in before you turn everything on its head and make me question everything again.
That's probably fair. You ask good questions, but you're blind as a bat in terms of the foresight to see where your questions are leading you.
Where are my questions leading me?
That's a question now, isn't it? Put it on your list and ask it again next week.
Fine. What are your questions?
Oh, you really can't help it anymore, can you? You have to ask questions, don't you?
Oh, I didn't mean to. And I mean, I'm an investigator. It's what I do.
I know. I don't blame you, but I am going to call you out on it, because it's amusing to fluster you, and it'll do you good to have a break from asking questions. Anyways, first question. What is the boxing you keep bringing to these meetings?
Don't touch it.
I'm not. You left real fast after I did last time, and if that happens again, I don't get my answers, now do I? Speaking of, what is it?
It's a tape recorder.
Which is? Come on, darling, this is like pulling teeth.
A tape recorder is a recording device that, actually, I don't know how it works exactly, but it takes the sound and puts it on the thin magnetic tape so that you re-listen to it later.
Can you figure out how it works and get back to me? Or bring an instruction manual? It sounds fascinating.
I can try. Why do you want to know?
That's another question for the sheet, darling.
Shit, fine.
Why do you write all this out if you also have the recording?
Redundancy, mostly. And I'm not entirely sure how effective this is at capturing your voice. It tends to cut in and out, so I use one method to reinforce the other. Why, no. Next question.
Good job. I'm sure that was difficult.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not. Genuinely, you said yourself it's hard to not ask questions, and here you are, not asking questions. Don't worry. I won't keep asking you to go against your nature. I was just curious and had some questions.
That's a redundant statement.
And that's a sneaky not a question. So I'm not going to elaborate. Anyways, I can see this is a lot harder for you than I thought it would be, so just one more question from me, and then next week you can ask all the ones your little heart desires. Actually, no, you can ask some of the questions you have, otherwise we'd be here till the end of days.
That's fair, I guess. What's the question?
Really?
Oh, stop laughing at me. That was a perfectly reasonable response, question or no question.
I suppose so. So, here's your question. Why me? I know for a fact that there are ghosts and other legends that are much easier to find and probably wouldn't stop you from asking your questions.
I'm not sure. They all just didn't seem right somehow. They had some answers, but not all of the ones I wanted, and some just sent me spinning in circles. As I got further along in my investigations, they were easier to understand, but at the beginning it was mostly nonsense. You might be a bit of an ass, but talking to you feels right. You feel more real to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought as much, but it's still nice to know.
What about it make... Nope. Right. See you next week. I made you, didn't I?
Well, hello to you too, darling. I've had a great day so far. How was your week? How many questions did you add to your list?
I made you into a legend. I was the one to give you your who, wasn't I?
You put the pieces together, didn't you?
Why aren't you answering the question?
Tetchy, tetchy. Yes, you made me into a legend when you started looking for someone to tell you my story.
Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask.
Didn't I?
You didn't. If you had, I would have told you.
Can you lie?
I'm not sure. But I really have no desire to. After all, what good would an informant be if you couldn't trust his word? Remember, it was your need to speak about my story that gave me a who.
Do you resent me?
Not at all. I understand. Keep asking all of the questions you want.
Okay. You won't lie to me?
I won't.
All right, I...
Take your time.
Do you know what I'm about to ask?
I have an idea, but I'm waiting for the question.
Why can't I stop asking questions? What's happening to me? Why can't I stay away from this park? I didn't mean to come today. I was angry and wanted to stand you up. But the time came and I was here.
Shit. I thought I had longer.
What do you mean? What did you do?
I thought I had longer to figure something else out. I'm trying to keep you from falling apart.
What?
When was the last time you interacted with an actual human person?
What?
What do you do when you aren't researching ghosts and legend or running around the city? What do you do for fun?
I...
You were getting closer and closer to my side of things as opposed to your own, and I would have hated to lose you.
What did you make me into?
I didn't make you into anything. I'm just a legend, but I did my best to stop you from losing yourself completely.
You gave me structure, giving an interview, a place, this park, and a habit coming here every day to check if you were there, and then later by only being here once a week. Why?
I was just trying to help.
Am I a ghost?
No, it didn't work out that way in the end. You were too driven for answers. Your who was tied too tightly to your what.
Am I a legend?
No. You still have your original who and what. No transplants. It's a bit harder to explain. You are too active to just be a memory, too cohesive to be a ghost or a story, and not changed enough to be a legend. The best I could do was shape you into a sort of myth.
A myth? What sort?
Well, darling, welcome to your life as a cautionary tale.
Interviews with an Anonymous Legend is produced by 80208. The legend is voiced by Ryan Davidson, and the voice of the interviewer is Abigail Scadden. We're always looking for new stories to produce, so feel free to email your work to thedupodcast@gmail.com. Listen to our other works on storylab.du.edu/80208 or du80208.blogspot.com.